This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. And if you're walking the showgrounds at Oshkosh this week, I want you to make a detour, not to the Warbird ramp, not to the ultralights, to a name a lot of American pilots still can't quite place. Black Shape say it once, and it sounds like a fighter squadron call sign. It's actually an Italian airplane company, and it's at EAA AirVenture right now with two carbon fiber machines that are worth a long look. This is ATIS, your aviation news briefing. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what happened, straight from AOPA's reporting out of Oshkosh. Black Shape Aircraft, based in southern Italy, is showing off two airplanes at AirVenture this year through its United States distributor. The headline machine is the 916IS Prime, and they've given this one a name. Veloce, that's Italian for fast. And alongside it, they've got the Gabriel on display over at the Dynon Avionics exhibit space. Two airplanes. One booth of their own, one riding shotgun, with an avionics partner. Let me tell you why that's a smart piece of positioning, and why these particular airplanes matter to you even if you never buy one. First, let's talk about who Black Shape is. Because the name doesn't tell the whole story. Black Shape builds airplanes out of carbon fiber. Not aluminum, not fabric over tube. Carbon composite, the same family of material you'll find in a modern racing bike, a formula car, or the skin of an airliner like the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. The company came out of the Italian composites world, and it shows in the airplanes. They are sleek, they are low drag, and they are shaped like something that wants to move. Their signature design is a tandem two-seater. That means you and your passenger sit one behind the other, in line with the fuselage like a fighter trainer. Rather than side-by-side the way you would in a Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee, if you've ever sat in the back of a Warbird trainer or flown a glider, you know the feeling you're sitting on the center line. The airplane rolls around you. It's a different, more connected way to fly. That's the Prime. And the version at Oshkosh, the Veloce, is built around the Rotax 916IS engine. Now, if you've been anywhere near the light sport and experimental world in the last couple of years, that engine number should perk your ears up. The 916IS is Rotax's newest, most powerful production engine for this class of airplane. It's turbocharged, fuel-injected, and it puts out around 160 horsepower. For a small, light, aerodynamically clean airplane, that is a lot of thrust. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. So let me put that in perspective. The airplane most of us learned in the Cessna 172 has typically carried a 160 horsepower engine hauling around a metal airframe with two more seats and a lot more drag. Now, take that same power output, wrap it in a slick carbon fiber body that weighs a fraction as much, and give it two seats instead of four. That's the recipe here. Same power, way less airplane to push. The result is climb performance and cruise speed that make a traditional trainer feel like it's dragging an anchor. That's why they call this one Veloce, fast. This affects you if you've been watching the light end of the market and wondering what the ceiling looks like now. Because here's the bigger trend behind this one airplane for years. The light sport category in the United States lived under a tight rulebook. Weight limits, speed limits, a fairly narrow box that manufacturers had to design inside of. A lot of clever airplanes got built inside that box, but they were always designing against a wall. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has been reworking that framework under an effort you may have heard referred to as MOSAIC. That stands for Modernization of Special Airworthiness Certification. And the short version, the version that matters when you're standing on the ramp at Oshkosh looking at an airplane like this, is that the box is getting bigger. More performance, more capable airplanes, more powerful engines, all becoming available to a wider slice of pilots than the old sport pilot rules allowed. An airplane like a carbon fiber turbocharged 160 horse tandem two-seater is exactly the kind of machine that starts to make sense in that new world. It's not a toy. It's a serious, fast, efficient traveling and training airplane. And European builders like Black Shape have been making these for years, waiting for the American rulebook to open the door wider. So when you see an Italian manufacturer show up at Oshkosh with its United States distributor and put a 916 Prime on the grass, that's not just a company selling airplanes, that's a signal about where the light end of general aviation is heading. Faster, cleaner, more composite, more powerful. Let me flag this next part as my read on it. Not gospel, this is opinion. I think the pilots who benefit most from this shift are the ones in the middle, not the folks buying a new Cirrus or a turboprop single, and not the folks who only ever want to putt around the pattern on a calm evening. It's the pilot who wants real cross-country capability, real speed, modern glass, and modern efficiency without stepping all the way up into a heavy, expensive, high-maintenance certified single. That middle band has been underserved for a long time. Airplanes like this are aimed right at it. Now, the second airplane. The Gabrielle. The detail I want you to catch here is where they parked it. Black Shape didn't put the Gabrielle in its own booth. They put it in the Dynon Avionics exhibit space. That's a deliberate choice, and it tells you something about how modern light airplanes are being built and sold. Dynon makes glass panel avionics, electronic flight displays, autopilots, engine monitoring, the whole digital cockpit. For years, Dynon was the darling of the experimental and home-built world, and more recently, their equipment has been working its way into certified airplanes as well. When a manufacturer displays its airplane inside the avionics maker's booth, the message is that the panel is a headline feature, not an afterthought. You're not looking at a bare airframe that you'll figure out the instruments for later. You're looking at an integrated package. Airframe and avionics presented together as one product. And honestly, that's how buyers shop now. When somebody walks up to a new light airplane in 2026, one of the first things their eyes go to is the panel. Is it modern glass? Is there an autopilot? Does it have the synthetic vision, the traffic, the terrain warnings? A gorgeous carbon fiber airframe with a tired-looking panel is a hard sell. Black Shape clearly understands that, and putting the Gabrielle in with Dynon puts the cockpit front and center. So here's what I'd tell you to do if you're on the field. Go see both airplanes with your own eyes. Photos do not do carbon fiber justice. You need to stand next to it, run your hand along the fuselage, and see how tightly everything is built. Composite airplanes have a surface finish that metal simply can't match, and these are some of the nicest examples of it flying. Sit in the tandem seat if they'll let you. That seating position is not for everyone, and the only way to know if it's for you is to climb in. Some pilots love the on-the-centerline feel. Some miss having someone right beside them to talk to and share a chart with. Neither is wrong, but you should know which one you are before you ever think about writing a check. Ask about the numbers that actually matter for your mission. Not just top speed, ask about useful load. Because a light airplane with two people, full fuel, and a couple of bags can run out of payload in a hurry. Ask about cruise fuel burn. Because the whole promise of a Rotax 916 wrapped in a slick airframe is efficiency. And you want to see the real figures. And ask about the maintenance picture in the United States. An imported airplane is only as good as the parts and support network behind it. And that's a fair question to put to any distributor. And talk to the distributor about the certification path here in the States. Where does this airplane land under the new rules? What can you fly it under? What ratings and endorsements do you need? And what does insurance look like on a high-performance composite single? Those answers are changing right now as the FAA's new framework comes online. So get current information from the people selling the airplane and then verify it against the FAA's own guidance before you commit to anything. Let me widen the lens for a second, because this is really a story about Oshkosh itself. AirVenture is where the world's aviation industry comes to show America what's next. And year after year, more of what's next is arriving from overseas builders working in composites, and more of it is landing in that light to medium band that the new rules are opening up. Italian, Czech, German, Slovenian manufacturers have been building fast, beautiful, efficient light airplanes for the European market for a long time. What's changing is that the American door is finally wide enough for a lot of them to walk through. Black Shape putting the Veloce and the Gabrielle on the field this week is one small piece of that. But it's a piece worth understanding, because it's a preview of the choices you're going to have as a buyer, a renter, or a student over the next several years. More composite. More turbocharged Rotax power. More glass. More airplane for the category than we've ever had before. That's the context. The headline doesn't give you, a distributor showed two Italian airplanes at a booth. Underneath that, an entire class of aircraft is growing up, right, as the regulations grow up to meet it. That reporting comes to us from AOPA's coverage on the ground at Oshkosh, and I've leaned on what we know about Rotax's engine line and the FAA's rulemaking to fill in the why behind it. You can find more of these briefings at radiohangar.com. Go find the carbon fiber on the field. Sit in it, ask the hard questions. That's how you turn a walk down the flight line into a real decision. I'm Tower. Keep your head on a swivel out there, and I'll see you on the next ATIS.